This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So I'd like you to know that this is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The headlines of the day, some of them are good, some are bad, some disgusting. Shall we start with the good stuff? Let's start with the good stuff, shall we?
Let's.
The story from Spain as to how the Women's World Cup final went the way that it went. As history has been made against all odds, the background was turmoil, dysfunction, but Spain reached the pinnacle in Sydney, beating England 1-0. So after all of this, just one point. And this, how often is that the story? One point, one little thing, one word can change the history. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the reigning European.
To show how tough both teams played.
Yeah, well, they're tough ladies. And it's a tough game, right? Do you watch any of it? Do you like this sort of thing?
I catch it here and there.
Yeah. I think it's interesting to watch. I like women athletes more than men. I don't know. I suppose maybe it's just my cup of tea. The English were well coached and schooled. I noticed that Prince William paid tribute to the spirit of the team. So he's posting, Prince William is posting on X these days. Is anybody taking that seriously, really? Every time I see X, it's formerly Twitter. Come on, how much of that do we have to?
Yeah, when will they stop doing the FKA part?
Yep, right.
X, yeah. And it's the same platform, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. All right, anyway, that was the good news. The not so good news is that the captain from Spain who scored the game-winning goal after the game was over found out her father had died. That's kind of a, what a way to let, you know, you're up in that high.
Yeah.
And then you go down to that low. What a shame. That's too bad. Didn't seem like he was that old. She's not. How old? Most of these girls are in their 20s, right?
Yeah, 20s, some 30s.
Yeah. You think?
And so I guess her father had died before the game, but she didn't find out until
afterwards.
After. And there haven't really been many details provided, but she did make a comment that without knowing it, she already had her star before the match even started.
No. Too bad. One of those things. On the other side of dying is living, Florida woman was found alive about a week after she disappeared from a local Walmart. She was located in a wooded area by a CVS on the same street where she disappeared. This is kind of weird. She was reported missing. Her husband dropped her off at a hair appointment. How often does this happen? Okay, I'll come back and pick you up in 2 hours. Went back 2 hours later. Whoops, nobody's there. Don't know where she is. And it doesn't appear clear. It isn't clear to me anyway. What was going on?
The reason behind it, yeah.
It
does not appear clear to anybody right now. Mm. And I guess she was in poor condition. She was going in and out of consciousness, is seeking medical attention, and was able to reunite with her family. But, I think just the thrill and excitement of having her home, knowing she's alive and being able to be with her again, is surpassing any of the questions. But those questions will
prevail sooner or later.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of prevailing, I found myself, on Saturday night watching some television. I don't often have much time to watch a lot of TV. There are a couple shows that I really like. One of the shows over the past 6 years or so has been Billions, which is a show that's on Showtime. I happen to have found most of the major players in this very compelling, the way it was put together. Damian Lewis was the star as Axelrod, and ran a big capital firm. Axe played very well by Damian Lewis. But in real life, his wife had been sick. He lives in London and was flying back and forth to New York every week to be in the program, and his wife got sicker and she died. And so he had two younger children, and he didn't want to leave them with somebody else. So he signed off of the show. Anybody who's been watching the show, if you haven't seen it, you ought to go look it up. It's one of the more fascinating, interesting stories, the very compelling stories about people and how that whole business works, the investment business. Anyway, so he goes back to London to be with his children and does a couple of movies and stuff over there. And the show loses its he was the show. And so he goes, and they put the character actor, whose name I can never remember, he's a good character actor, but he's not a lead guy. And so the show kind of falls apart. So what they've done is reconstruct, this is not a spoiler alert, they've reconstructed the program for this year. Paul Giamatti is sort of the heavy in it, and he plays it very well, like he does most everything else that he's in. But it's a real big cast. And so the bottom line is that they have brought the show to London so that he could be in it for this final season. But it's if you haven't seen it. And the reason I brought that up is because this writer's strike and the ramifications of it and the Screen Actors Guild strike, do you realize these people, I don't even begin to understand the economics of what these people in these studios are thinking. The viewership, traditional broadcast viewership is rapidly declining and has been in the last couple of months because of the strike and the stuff that repeats here. You see the press release that's coming from the networks. Well, we're really not affected by this because people are liking watching reruns and reality shows. That's bunkum. It's complete balderdash. It's crap. It isn't true. That's not true at all.
There is a huge market for stuff like that. It's almost cult following-ish. And with so much streaming, there are so many things that are options to currently watch that have already been done that you can go through the different streaming services that you may own and watch things that you've never seen before because there's such a plethora. And this is actually almost doing a service to the streaming the streaming platforms because more people are going towards them because the shows that they typically like to watch aren't on right now.
So what they're doing, it's also interesting. Some of the streaming shows, like Yellowstone, that started as a streaming show on Paramount Plus. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be on CBS this fall. And I wonder if this isn't the way things may go. You bring the shows that are in streaming, because they need now this exposure, and they also need product. And Billions is another example. I watched it on a conventional television network. I forget which one it was on. Let's see. What's connected to? Is Showtime? I forget. I think it's CBS. Yeah, CBS. So, at any rate, it's just interesting to see how this is flickering and how you wonder what these people must be thinking.
Yeah, well, there's no residuals that they have to pay out for any of the works that are on streaming, and that's, kind of one of the issues that
is
being taxed
AI
right now.
And
one
that.
Of them. Yeah, yeah.
Those are the two issues, yep. All right, speaking of issues, looking back at the charts for last week from Talkers Magazine, I like to take a few minutes sometimes and look and see, okay, so what's happened over the weekend or since last we spoke about this? And at number three last week was Hunter Biden and the investigation into him, and then what some are calling the stunning collapse of his plea deal. This was something, there was the president versus whomever. The federal prosecutors are after him, and they're on him, and the lawyers that work for him have quit. How much money do you think these people are all? How much money the federal government spending chasing this guy around, and how much is he spending trying to keep himself out of jail? Was it Trump's number last week was like $40 million he spent on lawyers, but he's not using his own money, he's using campaign money. Now, Hunter Biden's not running for anything. So this is coming out of the coffers, perhaps, of his ill-gained $5 million. But I can't imagine at $300, $400 an hour or more that money would last very long in terms of whether it's going to keep him out of jail. Having these good lawyers is going to keep him out of jail or not. Apparently not, because if you look at the 200 pages, Jay, of confidential correspondence between the various lawyers and the interviews with the people who are on both sides, the negotiations fell apart. Apparently, Hunter Biden wanted something and he wouldn't change his mind. And the prosecutor said, no, you got to do this. And he said, no, I'm not doing that. And so that's why it fell apart. There are lots of different pieces to this pie. But look at all the time we're spending talking about. This is a human drama. And the people who don't like Joe Biden think, his son's a crook, too. And the IRS is now involved in it. But the Democrats say the IRS has Republican allies. And they have brought more evidence forward. And that's one of the reasons that this thing fell apart. I don't really care. Do you? I mean, so the guy's a crook. And he needs, but we're spending, look at the attention that is coming to this. My daughter and I were talking about this last night, how it is that the political machinations of these people and the desire to politically win at all costs, whistleblowers here and there and people who want to be famous here and there, and once in a while there's a real document that really makes sense. But the rest of it's all speculation, conjecture. And even if he is, why should he be treated differently than anybody else? It just goes to show you that what the lesson is for me here is that the justice system is not fair and equal. The scales are not balanced. And if you have money and you have influence and you have power, you have control of the situation most of the time. Not always. What's his name? Madoff was an example of somebody who couldn't escape the system. But, you know, Hunter Biden's a crook. So instead of sending him to jail, they ought to put him on some public works project. As far as I can see, that would be a fitting end to this. 18 after on Good Day.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
23 after the hour. The silliest things give me pleasure. Have you noticed that, Jay, over the years?
The music is great.
Yeah, it is.
It's very pleasurable.
Right. It's always good to have a smile on your face. This will not bring a smile to your face in terms of social media items. That's what happens during this portion of every hour of the program on the Good Day Show. There's a new law in Illinois that requires parents to pay child influencers a chunk of earnings from every piece of content. This is a new law. You're going to have to pay child influencers a percentage of earnings. So I guess I'm wondering how this is applied. I guess it has to do with the child labor law. I get that. But now teenagers over the age of 18 will take legal action against their parents if they were not properly compensated. What the hell is this?
Well, there are a lot of very young people who were on social media. And yes, their parents were the ones doing a lot of this stuff, and they had a lot of stock in it as well. But unfortunately, you have some of those people who were in it for the money. They used the money all themselves. They didn't give any to the children. And this is saying that any child who is in at least 30% of a video will be entitled to something. So if there's a child who is in 100% of the video, they get at least half. Because
ridiculous.
It is the parent who sets a lot of the stuff up.
Well,
and then
you know
also
what?
Have
my father goes to work. Your father goes to work. Did you sue your father for a portion of his earnings when you were under 18? What's the difference here?
Wait, what? I didn't follow
exactly.
That one.
If your father, if in fact you were mowing the lawn. Your father made $10,000, and you were mowing the lawn, and you're under 18. So now anybody could claim that you are deserved a portion of your parents' earnings if you were doing something that helped them in any circumstance.
The children are the ones on camera. They are the ones that are on camera, and they're the influencers. And
so I worked
for
my father when I was 16.
Parents don't give any of that money that is brought in.
Sorry, no sale.
What you're saying, the parents should, it doesn't go to the child immediately. It goes into a trust until they're of age. Yeah. But they're the ones that are on camera. So say a child is on camera doing like unboxing toys or whatever and playing with the toys, and they become this internet sensation and they are making millions of dollars. You don't think that child is entitled to any of that money to
nope.
have that in a trust fund for later?
I do not. Nope, I don't. I think they're living under the roof of the parents, whatever the parents they
so
do.
So you're
if they're
okay with a parent taking advantage of a child and making money off
why
of that child?
Taking,
the child
how are they taking advantage? Of, how are they taking advantage of a child who's playing with some toys that they were given? To use your example, how are they being taken advantage of?
They're,
I don't see that.
Their parents are putting them on camera, having their child do stuff. Maybe the child wants to go play with friends at this time, but the parent
right.
is
That's
like, no, you have to be on video.
Nah,
I'm giving examples,
yeah,
but this is to protect children who are on camera from being taken advantage of.
No sale. Sorry. I'm not buying it for a second. I will make my reference to my own circumstance when I was a teenager.
What about child actors? Do you think
well,
they
child actors get
any
paid because they're being hired to do something by an
this
entity?
This is the same thing. They're being hired.
Oh, they are.
When there is money involved, these are sponsorships. Those sponsors hire them to say, hey, let's play with this toy.
But
we're paying you to play with our toy because now this is a commercial. It's just the difference of avenue versus television or movies, film on computers.
You still haven't convinced me. Yeah, I know. I get it. I hear what you're saying. I'm going to make my own reference. When I was a teenager, my father's in the clothing business, and he used to sell a lot of clothing to some of the big, big department stores. And I'd go around to the department stores and take take stock of what was there and what was needed in terms of a refill, if you will. And I didn't get paid, didn't ask to get paid. My father had a roof over my head. I ate three times a day, and that was it. But maybe things are different from the old days. Ah, yes, the good old days. 28 past the hour.
No, it's not your imagination. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Same cost, smaller package. How rampant is this now? Merriam-Webster's dictionary has added the word shrinkflation. Official definition, the practice of reducing a product's amount or volume per unit while continuing to offer it at the same price. That cereal box is thinner. Fewer chips, more air in that bag. Fewer pills in the bottle. Shop smart for brands you want the way you shop around for the cheapest gasoline. Price per gallon is posted right there on the sign, and you'll find unit price, possibly in smaller print, right next to the item price in the supermarket. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his alleged Georgia election interference case. He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. President Biden says the people of Maui have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. While touring the town of Lahaina yesterday, he met with families of victims and thanked first responders. Officials say 850 people are still missing as search and rescue efforts continue, and 114 people have been confirmed killed in the firestorm disaster. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
All summer long we spent dancing in the sand.
Now 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen in the summertime on the radio and streaming here, there, and everywhere at gooddayshow.com. Yeah, you can be, we can be heard on the moon. Do you know that? You can be heard as far as the signal goes. On a clear day, when the sun is warming up the sky and the sky's blue, you can send out radio signals, and who knows where I'm looking. If we can send signals out to that Webb telescope that's a million miles away, and it changes direction in 3 seconds, you know that we can be heard here, there. Now, I think I'm going to get our audio into a space capsule and send it. Hopefully, we won't send it with the Russians. Though the Russian space, the Russian trip to the moon crashed on the moon. You heard that, right?
I didn't. Was this recent?
Well, the Russians decided that they needed to spend some money on something beside the war against Ukraine. So they put together a launch vehicle and sent a rocket ship to the moon. Didn't quite go the way they wanted it to, though. It didn't get into orbit somehow or other. It fell out of, if it ever did get into an orbit, it fell out of it. And it crashed into the surface of the moon. So one wonders if there are people in the moon, on the moon, you know, the old smile. You can, what's the old thing about the moon being made out of cheese or whatever that's...
Oh, wasn't that like a Kraft Singles commercial or something?
Yeah, right. Well, it went back to an old story. Anyway, so the Russian Luna 25 mission fell apart. So now the this is the next bit of space news is from the Indian Space Agency today releasing images of a spacecraft that the spacecraft, in fact, took from the far side of the moon. They're going to try to attempt a lunar landing on the south pole of the moon, which is where the Russian crashed, the Russian space vehicle crashed. So what? Well, why is everybody trying to get to the moon? What is that? And again, the Indians have a real problem in their country. There's so many people that are starving, so they got money to spend on a mission to the moon. What are the priorities here? They're trying to be a world power. So they let millions of people every year die from malnutrition, and yet they can put the money into a rocket ship. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd be making a ruckus about it if I were in India, but I'm not, so I guess it is what it is. They want to be considered a world power. The prime minister says they want to spur investment there. They want to compete with the Chinese. They want to compete with the Americans. They want to compete on the world stage. The only thing they're competing in is the ridiculous reality of the average Indian family having 6 to 8 children and them not being able to take care of the Indian population is growing bigger than the Chinese. Who's going to feed these people? They don't have jobs. They have nothing. So they're coming to this country. There's a development that I find very interesting because the Indians are very good in general. I'm making a general statement about how good they are when it comes to technology. And a lot of the tech firms around where I am, the so-called Eastern Tech Board, the Eastern Silicon Valley is what they call Route 128 here in Massachusetts. It has is up and down the highway all of these major these companies that are involved in technology. So the Indians are coming. There's a development in a town a little bit west of me called Westboro, and they built 600 units in this particular. And this, it was an old landscaping yard. And they took, a couple hundred acres and they built 600 houses on it. And it's become a sort of like a little India. The people who are living there, I was talking to the developer the other night, and he said that 45% of the people that live in this development are native Indians. Are we beyond the fact that we don't call Indians in our country Indians anymore? The whole, that we don't call them that because they aren't. That was the whole fallacy. And look at how long it stuck around. This is just an aside. I'm going to go down a different street for a minute.
Okay.
When Columbus got here, he referred to the natives as Indians because he thought he'd landed in India. His trip, he was on his way to India to establish trade routes for the Spanish. And so instead of going the way he should have gone, which would have been around basically taking a right, he took a left. And they went across the Atlantic Ocean and ended up in what he thought was India, but of course it was America. So they didn't know it was America. It wasn't called America at the time. It was called nothing because nobody knew it existed. It had natives on the land, and that's who he met. Excuse me. And so from that point to, through most of the mid-20th century, we referred to the natives in America as Indians, which, of course, they weren't. and aren't. So then we went to calling them natives, Native Americans, mm-hmm. indigenous people, whatever it is.
And well, Native American has been kind of falling out. And Native people tend to, when you ask, they prefer to be called by specific tribal names. But according to a lot, they also prefer American Indian, that's okay, and indigenous
right.
American, that's
right.
still okay. And this is kind of on topic, but also a little off topic. I saw this video recently that was... This white guy, who was dressed in different kind of outfits. Like one was almost like portraying somebody from Mexico, and one was somebody who was French, and just different things. One was an American Indian, and he goes around and he's asking people if his outfit is offensive, and he's asking people who are not part of the demographic as how he is dressed. And 100% of the people he went to said, yes, that is offensive. You are adding to appropriation, you don't know about that culture, all of this stuff. Pretty much everyone he asked if his outfit was offensive said, yes, it's an offensive outfit. He goes to somebody who's actually from Mexico. He goes to somebody who is from other areas. And everybody who he approached, who he was dressed as, they said they loved his outfit. They thought it was great. They felt honored. And it's one of those things of, are we, yes, there is truth to being offended by things, but are people getting offended for other people when those people themselves are not truly even offended?
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and it happens a whole lot. People need to mind their own business, frankly. If somebody who is a native or whatever it is, whatever the issue is, if the people to whom the discussion applies are not bothered by it, why should you be bothered by it? That's basically your question, I think, right? Bottom line. That's me. The world. Excuse me, I'm having my Monday allergy attack. Speaking of attack, woman in California dead. She got into a dispute with someone over a pride flag that she displayed outside of her shop. Wow. This is the Twin Peaks area of San Bernardino County. This individual was shot at the clothing store she ran in Cedar Glen. The police arrived. The woman was not dead yet, but she died. And this was all about, I mean, think about this. This is near Lake Arrowhead, for those of you who may know where that is. She was defending her pride flag in front of the store.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, where are we?
Yeah.
That we have gotten to this point that you don't like a flag, so you're going to get out a gun and shoot the person? I hope this person who did the shooting not only is apprehended.
Oh, he's dead. They were able to find him. There was a situation in police. Fortunately, none of them were injured. But yes, an argument that started over the pride flag that was at her store, her clothing store. And now this woman leaves behind a husband and 9 children because somebody didn't like a flag.
What is the matter? Number 5 last week on the countdown was crime, and the crime problem, which is a reflection on all of us, frankly. It is. It's a reflection on pretty much everybody. How we're allowing the misuse of guns or other weaponry. The laws are so lax, especially in California, where you, even if you kill somebody, you don't really suffer the consequences the way that you ought to. The guy got what he deserved. Frankly, you shoot somebody, you deserve the same punishment. So was it Idaho that brought back the firing squad? Because there was a referendum made, Idaho?
I thought it was one of the Carolinas. I could be wrong, but it was one of those things where they brought it back because they're letting the inmates choose how they want to die, if they are, rather, if it's lethal injection or what, and somebody wanted death by firing squad, and they... Yeah. Went through and decided to bring that back as an option.
Help yourself. Speaking of prisons, over the weekend, a nightmare lockdown at a prison in Wisconsin. Ugh. Prisoners were locked in their cells for days on end. And there was, you know, they pooping everywhere. The birds had moved in to this jail, dropping their poop on food trays. that the inmates were supposed to be eating, and so the prisoners apparently they couldn't get access even to toilet paper and things like that. So this is the Waupun Correctional Institute. It's a maximum security prison in Wisconsin. So now they've been confined to their cells. But this has been going on for 4 months. The prison officials locked down the facility. No programs have been run. No services have been run. Apparently, somehow or other, word got out. And there are a couple of New York Times articles about this. This has been going on since March, where the prisoners have been forced to eat meals in their cells, no visitors, and the reason was that the warden apparently was concerned about the way some of the prisoners were acting. Okay, so some of the prisoners aren't all the prisoners, and if you're there are 284 full-time prisoners there. And there are not enough people to take care of those who are there, so they decided they just lock them down and let the chips fall where they may. So there's a 40% vacancy rate in people working there. Who was? I mean, think about it. Would you like to work in a prison, a maximum security prison? I get that nobody wants to do it, but. What are we doing here? And the most violent prisoners should be in jail. If you're not a violent offender and you've done something that's a white-collar crime, you should not be in jail.
Yeah.
You should be out doing something.
Well, and a lot of times, criminals that are lesser criminals learn other trades by being in prison.
Being in prison, exactly. Right. So, anyway. Looks like they've got a problem in Wisconsin. You wonder where else there may be problems like that. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can find.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Normally, Tom Kreitler is here, but the last few months, he's not been here a number of times because his mother is in tough shape and he's taking care of her, and sometimes it's tougher, you know, taking, if you're a caregiver for one of your parents and they have a bad day, you need to opt out because that's the most important thing. So with him being absent, I'm left to my own devices here, Jay, and that means time to talk about food, farm, and family.
Yes.
Actually, I was thinking about what it is that makes me tick, and the farm certainly is an important adjunct to whatever in my life is meaningful, because it is. Spend a lot of time at it. I love it. Love being around the animals. Love the people that work with me. And I think it's partially because the reason it's happening is because I wanted it to happen. I don't know as I visualized, although I'm a great believer in visualization, because I think that it returns threefold. It's kind of like compound interest on a savings account. You get back more than you put into it. Certainly that's been the case with me. I've had hard times on the farm for sure, but it's certainly given me good health. It's helped to stimulate my mind, as this radio program does. So I just am very thankful for the fact that I have the ability to do a lot of things, even though it's frustrating. You hear me talking about the weather here. It's been a lousy year for farmers with the freeze, frost, and flood problems that we've had, sort of the trifecta hitting a wide variety of farms here in the Northeast. Floods certainly are impactful. We had a frost that killed all of the fruit. We have no native fruit. Other, we have apples. We don't have any peaches. We don't have any of the plum, the normal things that we would have. So tell me whether you think this is a good idea or not. The United States Department of Agriculture has invested $7 million in urban agriculture because they think that there's innovation there that can be found. And I kind of agree with him.
Yeah.
Actually, because in the case of the, well, the floods couldn't have been helped, but the freeze, cities are warmer than the country. The air, the heat in a city stays there longer than would be the case if you're out in the country. So the theory is that a lot of the things that were hurt by the frost, we had a frost in May here, that knocked off a lot of things that normally we would be enjoying right now. As you get into the end of August, into September, those things are all gone. And so is there an urban farming policy that could be enacted that would help in fruit production? That's really what they're doing here. You know, people say, oh, that's a lot of money. Well, there are a lot of things that we throw money at. I'd rather throw money at this than sending money to the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be spending money, let's spend it on that. Because, again, the impact, wide variety of farms and crops here were deeply affected. Just like out in the Midwest, the drought in Iowa is affecting people. The flooding in many places, not only here in the Northeast, but around the country. We're going to have a very expensive, the cost of food, the prices of food is still going up, and it will, and please don't blame the farmer for this. You as a consumer are experiencing increasing sticker shock every time you go to a grocery store, or even if you go to the farm. This time of year, many people, hopefully most people, if you have a local produce guy, or maybe you get the dairy handy by, you're buying your stuff directly from the farm. But if you look at the consumer price index this past month, it's gone off 0.1 point since December. But most of the year, the prices have gone up, and they've gone up a point or two every month. So that's why you look at the restaurants. I took some friends out to dinner on Saturday night, and the average take for each person was $60 for a meal. $60. And I could have had the same meal last year. It seems I went to the same restaurant. I don't know if it's true. It feels like it's 20% less than it was last year than it is this year.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is definitely going up. But also, on the farms, their costs are going up, so they have to.
Of course they are.
But at the same time, when there are some places that we have felt, like there's this one juice and smoothie place that we really like, and the cost of some of these items are going up, but they're not increasing the menu prices. Instead, they're just skimping on the ingredients, and it's like, if I want ginger in something, I'm willing to pay extra. Just raise the prices of your menu to give me the same quality products.
Yes, exactly. All right, this Food Farm Family Report brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel, who invite you to get 2 free nights in Las Vegas. Call 800-419-DUG right now, 800-419-3684, and enjoy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.